A couple weeks ago, I had a call during one of our open lines, one of our Friday night open lines, from a woman who said, I explained to George in this letter that I'm reading that I had called in last year to relate a story of being cursed by a witch many years ago and having suffered from demonic obsession and possession. I told George that I was petitioning my Catholic priest for the solemn exorcism. I've been given approval, and we are waiting now for an exorcist to be appointed to my case. I will record that for you. However, I do have a copy of a minor exorcism that I received in 1991. The exorcism was recorded with the permission of Father Dominic Candapa. It took place at St. Margaret Mary's Church in Bullhead City, Arizona. The recording is 15-some minutes long. We have, by the way, condensed it down to about 4.5 minutes. I shall not give you her full name. Her first name is Shirley. She has sent this to us with her permission to play a portion of this exorcism. Parts of it are a little difficult to hear, so you're going to have to listen closely, where you'll hear the priest, and then you'll be able to hear her. So here it goes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grant to Michael the Archangel. Glorious Prince of the Celestial Host, to Michael the Archangel, defend us in the conflict which we have to sustain against principalities and powers, against the rule of the world in its darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Come to the rescue of men, whom God has created with image and likeness, and whom he has redeemed with a great price from the tyranny of the devil. It is thou whom Holy Church venerates as a guardian and a protector. Thou whom the Lord has sent to conduct redeemed souls into heaven. Pray thou for the God of peace and subdue Satan beneath our feet, that he may no longer retain men captive, nor his injury to the church. Suspend our prayers to the Most High, that without delay he may draw his mercy down upon us. Seize the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, bind him and cast him into the bottomless pit, that he may no more seduce the nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, strengthened by the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Blessed Michael of the Archangel, of the Blessed Apostles, Peter and Paul, and all the saints, and powerful in the holy authority of our ministry, we confidently undertake to repulse the attack and the deceit of the devil. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanisheth, so let them vanish away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Behold the cross of the Lord, three bands of enemies, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the offspring of David that conquered. May thy mercy descend upon us, as great as our home is in thee. We drive you from us, whoever you may be, unclean spirits, satanic powers, infernal invaders, wicked legions, assemblies and sects. In the name and by the virtue of our Lord Jesus Christ, may he be snatched away and driven from the church of God and from the souls redeemed by the precious blood of the divine Lamb. Seized by your audacity, kind servant, to save the human race, to burn you the church, to torment God's elect, and to sift them as wheat. This is the command made to you by the Most High God, with whom in your haughty insolence you still pretend to be equal. The God, who will have all the and come to the knowledge of God the Father grants you.
An exorcism. That was surely in the... What are the odds of having to have to go through that again, huh? That's exactly what will happen to her, as she believes now that she has been cursed by a witch, of all things. Well, thanks for the tape, Shirley, and I'm glad at least in this first exorcism you came out of that one okay, which was in 1991.